Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Before we begin, again, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks again today that we get to come before you with your Word in hand, ready to learn from you, to learn about you, to learn about your Son Jesus and your ways that you want us to live in this life. I pray, Lord, that you will teach us by your Holy Spirit that which you would have us to know. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is God's Vehement Wind, and it's taken from Jonah chapter 4 and verse 8. As Jonah sat pouting and watching to see what would happen to the city of Nineveh, the Lord prepared a gourd to shade him and to deliver him from his grief. Jonah was exceeding glad for the gourd, but the next morning God prepared a worm to destroy the gourd. In chapter 4 and verse 8 of this prophecy, we see how God prepared a vehement east wind, where we read, "And it came to pass when the sun did arise that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah that he fainted and wished in himself to die, and said, It is better for me to die than to live." The verse begins, "And it came to pass when the sun did arise, that God prepared a vehement east wind." The author began with the phrase, "And it came to pass when the sun," which is all one Hebrew word, shemesh, and refers to the sunrise or the east side window of the sky. He said, when it did arise or come forth, break out or shine, that God, who is the ruler, judge, and divine one, prepared or reckoned, numbered, assigned, told, and appointed a vehement, which means a harsh, hot, and sultry east wind, or a wind that was coming from the east. It's like a breath, animation, vivacity, vigor, courage, temper, anger, and troubled disposition. When the gourd died, God sent a ferocious and sultry east wind to blow upon Jonah. The verse goes on to say, "And the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted and wished in himself to die. And he said, It is better for me to die than to live." The author continued, "And the sun," which refers to the sunrise of the east side window, "beat," or struck, smote, hit, slayed, and scourged upon the head," which means the top, the upper part, height, and front of Jonah, whose name means dove. "That he fainted," which means Jonah covered, encrusted, enwrapped, and disguised himself, and wished, or asked, inquired, and begged in himself, which means inside Jonah, to die, or to be killed, have himself executed, or put to death. And he said, or he spoke, uttered, answered in his heart, thought to his command, promise, and intended, "It is better," or good, pleasant, agreeable, rich, valuable, and right for me, which means Jonah, to die or be dead in a state or a place of death than to live, which means to be alive, flowing, lively, and active. Jonah despaired so deeply that he wished himself once again to be killed rather than live through the vehement heat that he was sent upon him. When we consider the words in this verse, we find Jonah a man easily discouraged and desperate. He felt without hope as he suffered from the vehement east wind. The Lord prepared for him, which is the second time Jonah wanted to die. So many people become despairing of life who do not turn their lives over to Jesus Christ, who promised that he came to give life and life more abundantly. Perhaps we find ourselves in the same state as Jonah. Life has been hard. Things have not worked out the way we planned, or maybe something went terribly wrong along the way. Let us remember that we can respond to our circumstances like Jonah, or we may turn all our concerns and worries over to the Lord Jesus. When we turn them over to Jesus, he is willing and able to bring hope to the hopeless, strength to the weak, and life to those who have felt destroyed and despairing of life itself. Next time, we see the Lord ask Jonah if he did well to be angry for the gourd. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.